The Seven Valleys. In the name of God, the Clement, the Merciful. Praise be to God, who hath made being to come forth from nothingness, graven upon the tablet of man the secrets of pre-existence, taught him from the mysteries of divine utterance that which he knew not, made him a luminous book unto those who believed and surrendered themselves, caused him to witness the creation of all things, Kulishe, in this black and ruinous age, and to speak forth from the apex of eternity with a wondrous voice in the excellent temple, the manifestation, to the end that every man may testify in himself, by himself, in the station of the manifestation of his Lord, that verily there is no God save him, and that every man may thereby win his way to the summit of realities, until none shall contemplate anything whatsoever, but that he shall see God therein. Page 2. And I praise and glorify the first sea, which hath branched from the ocean of the divine essence, and the first morn, which hath glowed from the horizon of oneness, and the first sun, which hath risen in the heaven of eternity, and the first fire, which was lit from the lamp of preexistence in the lantern of singleness. He who was Ahmad in the kingdom of the exalted ones, and Muhammad amongst the concourse of the near ones, and Mahmud in the realm of the sincere ones. Footnote on Mahmud. Muhammad, Ahmad, and Mahmud are names and titles of the Prophet, derived from the verb to praise, to exalt. And a footnote. Repeating. And Muhammad amongst the concourse of the near ones, and Muhammad in the realm of the sincere ones. By whatsoever name ye will invoke him, he hath most excellent names. Quran 17, verse 110. He hath most excellent names in the hearts of those who know. And upon his household and companions be abundant and abiding and eternal peace. Further, we have hearkened to what the nightingale of knowledge sang on the boughs of the tree of thy being, and learned what the dove of certitude cried on the branches of the bower of thy heart. Methinks I verily inhaled the pure fragrances of the garment of thy love, and attained the very meeting from pursuing thy letter. Page 3. And since I noted the mention of thy death in God, and thy life through him, and thy love for the beloved of God, and the manifestations of his names, and the dawning points of his attributes, I therefore reveal unto thee sacred and resplendent tokens from the plains of glory, to attract thee into the court of holiness and nearness and beauty, and draw thee to a station wherein thou shalt see nothing in creation save the face of thy beloved one, the honored, and behold all created things only as in the day wherein none hath a mention. Of this hath the nightingale of oneness sung in the garden of Ghassiya, sermon by Ali. And there shall appear upon the tablet of thine heart a writing of the subtle mysteries of fear God, and God will give you knowledge. Quran 2, verse 282. And the bird of thy soul shall recall the holy sanctuaries of pre-existence, and soar on the wings of longing in the heaven of walk the beaten paths of thy Lord. Quran 16, verse 71. And gather the fruits of the communion in the gardens of then feed on every kind of fruit. Quran 16, verse 71. By my life, O friend, wert thou to taste of these fruits from the green garden of these blossoms which grow in the lands of knowledge, page 4, beside the orient lights of the essence and the mirrors of names and attributes, yearning would seize the reins of patience and reserve from out of thy hand, and make thy soul that to shake with a flashing light, and draw thee from the earthly homeland to the first heavenly abode in the center of realities, and lift thee to a plane wherein thou wouldst soar in the air, even as thou walkest upon the earth, and move over the water as thou runnest on the land. Wherefore may it rejoice me and thee, and whosoever mounteth into the heaven of knowledge, and whose heart is refreshed by this, that the wind of certitude hath blown over the garden of his being from the Sheba of the All-Merciful. Peace be upon him who followeth the right path. And further, the stages that mark the wayfarer's journey from the abode of dust to the heavenly homeland are said to be seven. Some have called these seven valleys, and others seven cities. And they say that until the wayfarer taketh leave of self and traverseth these stages, he shall never reach to the ocean of nearness and union, nor drink of the peerless wine. The first is, page 5, the valley of search,